Am Wort, ihr Wort, wo ihr Wort grünzt, wo. Amen. The day after Thanksgiving, in America in particular, has been known as Black Friday. And we hear this often. And so often, I even was under the impression, Black Friday is a day of sadness. Because it's black. But in reality, it's called Black Friday because it is the first time that stores turn a profit. They go from the red into the black. They no longer are losing money, but they're finally gaining and making a profit. Thus, it's called Black Friday. But it is also tradition in America, especially, that it is the beginning of the Christmas season, almost the beginning of Advent, a time that's supposed to be full of peace, joy, love, and happiness. But in recent years, unfortunately, it has become more and more commercialized. It's become more and more about profits and not Christianity and Christmas. Sales become earlier every year. And in fact, this year I saw sales and advertisements for a store that said, if you come on Thanksgiving Day, you can get Thanksgiving Day, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., you can come and get these sales. One year, Hostig and I, after a Thanksgiving meal, we decided to go and see what these doorbuster sales were. What does this mean? And we saw the doors being busted by many people. We understood what that meant. We saw chaos, and unfortunately, we saw in the eyes of many people how they were fixated on items to get certain things for a certain price. We've heard in recent years also of events where violence has broken out and fights have happened because of a little toy for a child. Unfortunately, commercialism, stores, society has taken Advent away from Christians. They have made it their own. And Christians, unfortunately, have put their hands up and said, okay, take it. We don't need it. We just need Christmas Day. We don't need the entire season. And as a result, this has reinforced people's dependence on greed and also on physical items. In today's gospel, Christ warns his listeners by saying, take care and be on guard against every form of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. However, we live in a world today that we are taught from a very young age to be greedy, to do what we need to do for ourselves, to have as much as we can, so that one day, if in the event something happens, we have it. We remove the idea of placing our trust in God and placing our trust on ourselves. And yet, we still see this even becoming more prevalent in the world because of how the season of Christmas especially is being done. The season of Christmas, and all Christian holidays, but Christmas in particular, is Christian. You cannot go any way about it. It belongs to us. And yet, the commercialism of this world has taken it onto their own. And what we see is we see sales and discounts becoming earlier and earlier, not being associated with Christmas anymore, but being associated with profits. We see decorations. This year I saw decorations in stores before Halloween being placed on the shelves. Radio stations before Thanksgiving playing Christmas music. And not even good Christmas music. Not even Christian Christmas music. Not traditional, but Christmas music talking about other things that Christians should not be celebrating and talking about. But we hear these things. And as a result, it is up to us, because it is only the Christians that will do this, that will take back Advent, that will take back Christmas for ourselves. We are the only ones that can do this, because the world will not give it to us. We must take it back. So the question then arises, how do we do this? And there's two ways to do this. The first way is by cultivating and strengthening our relationship with God through prayer, through almsgiving, and through fasting. In the Armenian church and during our Advent season, we have three specific ways or three specific times of fasting. And nobody, myself included, do them. We think, oh, it's in the calendar, that's nice, but we don't necessarily do those fasting periods, which is something we should all, myself included, try and strive to do. But then we can also reach out to those who are cut off from human interaction. As I said only a couple of days ago, we heard the news that the new variant of the coronavirus has been detected in South Africa. And this morning I heard it's now in Europe and other places. The Omicron variant. And it is acceptable to be worried and nervous about this. But at the same time, it doesn't mean we should cut off all interaction with each other. We're blessed in a time of history where we have phones, we have computers, we have the capability of interacting with people without having to leave the home. And what we can do is reach out and talk to them and encourage them. Because in the world today, all we hear is fear and worry. Where Christ says not to worry, but to trust in Him. And we must give words of encouragement to everyone we come in contact with. The other way that we can bring spirituality back to Advent, to the Christmas season, is by focusing in on heaven and not on physical things around us. There's a story of a very wealthy man who invites a Christian to his house, and he likes to show off. And he shows off his home. He says, I'm going to take you and show you everything I have. So he takes him to the third floor of his house, and he says, and he looks to the north, and he says, look at the north, look up in the north. Look at all that I have there. I have many, many garages. And in those garages, I have cars, I have trucks, I have boats and yachts. I have everything up there. Look at all what I have, and I've worked for it. And then he turns to the south, and he says, look at all the fields I have. I have wheat, I have corn, I have all the different types of fruit and vegetables that you can imagine, and all that I have down there. And then he looks to the east, and he says, look out there. You can see all the cattle for miles and miles, and all the pigs for miles and miles that I have, and I make money off of selling. And then he says, look to the west, what I have. And to the west he looks, and he says, look at all the forest I have, all the land I have. And in those forests, I have deer, I have boar, I have many, many animals out there. I am so content with everything I have. Look at how wealthy and how much I have earned myself. And the Christian is listening and listening, and then he says, and he turns to him and he says, this is beautiful, all the things that you have, to the north, the south, the east, the west. But he says, how much do you have in that direction, up there? And the man thinks, and he says, you know, I never thought of that. And it's so true. In Christ's words today, the final words he gives in the gospel, he says, seek the kingdom of God first, and all these things will be added to you. So often in the world we live today, it teaches us the opposite. It teaches us to look for everything else. Take care of yourself first. Ensure your retirement first. Ensure all the things that you need to survive first. And then if you have time and you feel good about it, then you can think about God and your spiritual life. But Christ says the opposite. He says, first think about me, and then I will bless you with all the things that you need. This is the thing that not many people do in this world today. Many people do the opposite. So as we leave today and we go into this Advent season that's coming up, or is already upon us in the Armenian church, I ask that we not think of how many presents we receive or we buy on sale, but we think of how many people's lives we've touched this Christmas season. Rather than thinking of the great deals and sales we make, and the door-busting sales that may occur still, the Cyber Monday is tomorrow, remember. We think of our prayer life with God and how much in connection we are with Him. and that we not focus on our needs and our wants and our desires so much as we think of the kingdom of heaven, which we must search for first, and then everything else will be given to us when we need it.